Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, or Apple Podcast. Or as always, head on over to the website, AmericaOutLoud.com, and check out the articles and podcast, and please share those on social media. We have an exciting show tonight with a couple Latinos for Trump. Elsa Aldegar and Contessa Mendoza are going to join us and talk to us about the Latinos for Trump movement and what the Latino community is seeing in the Joe Biden administration so far. From what I see, we see children being dumped over the border like sacks of garbage. We see drug addiction, violence, and sex trafficking on the rise. Yet Joe Biden and the Democrats still think open borders is a humanitarian policy. Tonight, we're going to speak with some Latinos from Trump, and we will get their thoughts on Biden's policies. It has been an absolute disaster thus far. Wouldn't you agree, Rob?
Complete disaster. And I'm glad that we have these two young ladies on with us tonight, Elsa and Contessa, so that they could share their stories with us. Because right now in the media, they're telling us that Blacks don't vote for Trump. Latinos don't vote for Trump. Blacks don't like conservative values. Latinos don't like conservative values. It's a bunch of BS, because we know that that's not true. When you look at it, really, when you look at the values coming out of the Latino community as well as the Black community, you will see that most of their values, if not all of their values, are in alignment with conservative values. And it is the values of the left, the free for all, do this and do that, do whatever you want to do, don't work. We're not for that. We're all about the family, working, and doing what's right. But the left has created this narrative that that's not true. So I'm glad to have these ladies on with us so that they can dispel the rumor that the left is perpetrating on people. And not only that, I'm just glad to know that there are people that are out there that understand and see what's going on. The narrative of us being monolithic and that we need the media to guide us and direct us, it's so far from being the truth. It's wrong. It's completely wrong. And we have two individuals that are going to come on. Now, you know, Andrew, I've got to say this, that we've never had on the show at the same time two guests talking. I mean, with the two of us, that's four people. So we're going to try to make this work. So our listeners that are out there, yes, there are four people that you'll be hearing speaking tonight, sharing with you their opinions. So hopefully, fingers crossed, that it works, we don't get a lot of feedback, and that we can knock this out of the water so that you will see that there are people that are out there that appreciate conservative values. So let's start first with Contessa. Contessa, how are you tonight? I think Contessa's on with us. Elsa, how are you tonight?
I'm sorry, I forgot to unmute.
Oh. All at once, they speak.
Okay. I forgot to unmute myself. I was responding.
That happens. So, Contessa, how are you tonight?
I am blessed tonight. I'm so thankful. Thank you for inviting me on the show. This is going to be a fun time.
Contessa, you're in the city that is governed or not governed by Governor Newsom.
Correct.
How's it going with Governor Newsom?
It's been a complete travesty on our state. And it didn't just start with him, but what the previous Democratic governor started, he took the baton and accelerated the agenda of devastation upon our state. It's absolutely sad. It's just beyond sad to look at the decline. And it's not just the decline socioeconomically, but the moral decline and what that does to people's lives and hearts and souls by the just the general culture that they sort of implement here. That's really what hits my heart hard.
And how long have you lived in California?
All my life.
All your life. So you see the devastating that's taking place. And Elsa, what about yourself? What are your thoughts on Governor Newsom?
For me, Governor Newsom has been a complete nightmare. Just the fact that he follows the advice of his auntie, Nancy Pelosi, which is another nightmare that we have here in California. We are fed up with the Democrats. We have had enough, and that's why we are recalling Gavin Newsom, and we have gathered more than 2 million signatures because we in California are so fed up with the Democratic Party. They're just destroying our country.
I'm glad you mentioned that he's following the advice of his aunt, Nancy Pelosi, because I still don't think people are aware Nancy is his aunt. And I'm sure she's feeding him a lot of stuff as far as governing the state. Look at the state. It's horrible. And he wants everyone to think that it's okay. But some people say, well, you know, we should let him stay in the office and use that money to help defeat him during the next election. But can you wait that long, Contessa?
The point is more, it's more about showing the not only our state, but the country. I don't care if the vote to vote him out happens 2 months before the 2022 elections. The point is that our state and our country needs to see that we as Californians and as patriots are not going to stand for this, that we are taking a stand against what he has done to the state.
And what he has not done for the state. So Latinos for Trump. So I want both of you just to tell me, what is it about Trump or conservatism that you like? Have you always been a conservative, Elsa?
I was raised Catholic. Most of the people, everybody in my family, everybody's conservative. People have this opinion that, let's put it this way, the media and the Democrats and BLM want to put this picture that we are liberals, that we don't believe in God. That's all BS. My family, since I was little, we've always gone to church. We've always been, we believe that, you know, that the marriage is between a man and a woman. We believe in protecting life of the unborn. I think that there's a misconception out there about the Latinos. And I hate it when people speak for myself, because they want to speak for the Latinos, especially, you know, the Democrats. They want to speak for us. And it's very sad that we are allowing these people to run our country, because we are for life. We are for our veterans. We were very conservative. And I think that there's a misconception in the country, and it's because of what the media is trying to portray us as liberals, that we don't believe in God. But it's totally the opposite. I think that everybody in Mexico, I'm Salvadorian myself, but like I have friends that are from Mexico, and they're really conservative. So I tell people, do not believe what the media tells you. Do not believe what the media tells you at all, because I'm going to give you the best example. I know in my heart that we turned California red. California, people, everybody points at California, that we're this liberal state, you know, but when you talk to the children, when you talk to the people that actually live in California, you learn that we actually here, we were the first ones that went out to defend and to speak, you know, about what Trump was doing, that Trump only cares about America being on top. He's not the racist that the Democrats want to portray him to be. I think that California and Texas and Florida have been number one in digging the truth about what Donald Trump is actually doing for our country. And right now, I think this is from God what happened, that now we have the best example of what happens when we do not believe in conservative values. Our country will go down. And that's exactly what Joe Biden did as soon as he stole the presidency, because that's exactly what happened here. And I'm telling you, California turned red, because every single time we had events anywhere, it was Huntington Beach, it was Beverly Hills, it was the Valley, we had people coming out in the hundreds. And I just want people to think about, you know, what is the reality of what's happening in our country. Do not trust what the media is saying.
You know, Elsa, what you just said is so important, that the media is trying to put the narrative out there.
Yep.
That Latinos and Blacks don't have a value system, mm-hmm. and that there is no one out there. And also, the election was stolen. I mean, I'm glad that you're telling our viewers that the different events that you held was full of people supporting President Trump. Now, I know that there are people that are probably listening to this saying, oh my God, here they go again, talking about the election was stolen. Well, this is what I would say to you. We had to listen for 4 years of the left saying that Donald Trump colluded with Russia and that he was not a legitimate president. Not only that, I want to also remind our listeners that every election that a Republican has won, the Democrats have always pushed back on and said that the Republicans did not win legitimately. Think about it. In 2000, when Bush won, they said that, oh no, he did not win. And we had to count the votes. And I mean, all this hoorah that was going on. So why is it that we can't speak truth to power? And when we do speak truth to power, what happens? They want to shut us down on social media, attack us and say, if you say that, we're going to make certain that you don't work, you don't have a job. It is time that the right stands up and pushes back. And I'll tell you a brother that's pushing back, and that's Governor DeSantis. He has now come up with a law allowing people to sue big tech if they feel that big tech has wronged them and kicked them off the platform. Now, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but me personally, I think that is good. Contessa, let me ask you, what have you seen and heard in your circles as far as the support for conservatism and the values within the Latino community?
Yeah, I share a lot of the same background that Elsa does. Growing up Catholic and in a largely conservative family, Democrat, you know, like always a Democrat. But as I got older, you know, in my college years, if this was happening while I was in my college years, I think I probably would have totally been like a BLM, because I was still duped under the Democrat deception. You know, like the reason why so many Latinos tend to vote more Democrat is because we don't really educate ourselves on the platforms, but we were told basically that the Democrats are for the people and for the minorities, social services and helping the people, helping the poor people. And Republicans are white, racist, rich people, right? And that's not us. So we always were led to think like the Democrats were the benevolent ones and the Republicans were the greedy, racist ones. But, you know, as I got older, what really changed things around for me personally was going from Catholicism into Christianity and really deepening and strengthening my value system based on that, based on biblical values, based on God, and having a lot more understanding of what my values were based on more biblically based. And so from there, I started to really notice, even before I was really attuned very well to politics, but we all are aware of kind of like what's going on in our country or our state, and starting to see a lot of the stuff that was being pushed and realizing, wait a minute, like, I'm not for that at all. Like, we're not at all about that. And so it just began to like grow from there, like my interest in understanding politically what's going on, and then understand, like looking into the platforms of the various candidates and the people that are in position, and really saying, oh my gosh, wait a minute, this is the Democrat platform? Like, no, we're not about this at all, not at all. And when they become so forceful, like I think from in my lifetime, it really started with like the heavy push towards for the LGBTQ. Well, even back then it was just for the gay, you know, the homosexual movement, you know, was being like pushed and pushed and forced and forced. And then like no one would ever imagine in our lifetime that we would end up to where we are now, pushing transgenderism on little children. And so that's kind of like how like my awakening happened. And I think that at, you know, during Trump's presidency, that's what we started to come together and realize that there were so many of us not at all aligning with the Democrat agenda and what was being pushed in our state, in our schools, and even on TV, you know. And we all started realizing, wait a minute, like we need to really sit and think about what our values are and what we align with. And that, I think, by doing that and having some key people in place to kind of be the voice for that is really what started to get the Latino vote move, you know, switched and by such large numbers from Democrat to Republican by just bringing awareness and saying, listen, these are our values. This is who we are. Look at the two platforms and see which one you align more with. And yeah, that was how so many of us came to make the switch, basically, and how we won, how we had the largest movement from, you know, from one party to the other during this time that Trump was in office. It was like the great Latino awakening almost.
I like that, the great Latino awakening. And something that you said, I think, resonates with a lot of people, even me myself, is that you started out as a Democrat because that's what you were told, you were raised that way. Although you were always, for me myself, I was always looking at like, wait a minute, I really don't like all the thing that they're saying here on the left, and that more of my values are on the right. But I went ahead because that's the way I was raised. And I thought, oh, okay, I don't want to say anything because they're telling me that the other side, they're nothing but a bunch of racists. Now, there are racists on both sides. I don't care. I mean, people are just going to have, you know, different views, and they're just racist. But that doesn't mean that the entire party is racist. But that's what I was told, I was led to believe. So I started listening. And as you said, I started looking at what the Democrats stood for, a lot of their policies, you know, abortion and pushing the abortion and claiming that everything was about racism. And the only time they came to the Black community was during election time. And when they did come, they weren't coming to the Black community to talk about jobs. They were only talking about that side over there. They don't like you. They're racist. And I thought, wait a minute. There's more to me than skin color. There's more to me than trying to point out or find out who's racist and who's not. So I started looking at this. I'm like, this just doesn't make any sense. Like, why are they constantly pointing out this person's a racist, you got to be careful. And they're not talking to me about the issues. They're not talking to me about family values. They're not talking to me about jobs. They're not talking to me how I can take part in the American dream. The only thing they're saying is, you're Black, you can't do this, and I've got to help you. Well, why don't you just make the opportunity so that I can walk through the door? But they weren't saying that. So I started looking at it, as you said, Contessa and Elsa, and I thought, no, this is not who I am. This is not who I want to be. I don't identify with this party because the only thing they do is talk about race, 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 and abortion. They want to take away their gun. So I got tired of it. I said, I'm walking away. And as you said, Contessa, it was a great awakening, I think, for a lot of Latinos and definitely a lot of Black men. And the party that is telling me that I am a man is the Conservative Party, the Republican Party, because the Democrats want me to be a beta male. The Democrats are saying that I'm bad for being a male. They're saying that I'm toxic. Why is it that men have to be toxic? Why can't a man be a man? They want to put down the Black man, raise up the Black woman. And I saw the same thing in the Latino community. Oh, the Latino man, he's too macho. He's too this. Well, what's wrong with being macho? Why does a Latino man have to be wimpy? So I saw this across the board, and I spoke with some of my Latina male friends, and they said the same thing. The great awakening within the community and people saying, no, we don't want this. So they started to walk away. And 2020, the election, so many people voted for Trump. So Elsa, what are you guys doing to galvanize the Latino community to get out the vote? To bring up, because as you see, as I said before, with the Conservative Party, whenever it's time to have an event, they always want to bring up a white person. It's like, if you want to identify with the Black community or the Latino community, bring out a conservative Latino or conservative Black, because we know that they exist. So what are your thoughts on that? How are you trying to galvanize that vote?
I just wanted to point out something based on what you had just spoke about. Everything that you just said, just to kind of like tie up what we were, the subject that we were just finishing, you basically just gave the the foundation for the playbook of those that are power hungry and want to maintain control. Everything that you just spoke about basically gives us the process, the reason, the why, and the how of how people who want to maintain power at all costs attempt to keep people in bondage and slavery by all the things that you just mentioned, all the attacks on who we are as people, on our capabilities, on our abilities, keeping us so tied to the government. And that is exactly what the Democratic Party is trying to do, or has done. They've done it by elevating the great welfare state and wanting us to believe that we need the government so much, and completely trying to tear down any sense of independence, any sense of strength that we might have, so that we can all be weakened for them to take power. That is how every single, you know, regime, Nazi, communist, Marxist, whatever, every single regime has taken over the people by all the things that you mentioned. And so when you look at the Republican platform, we see every way that they really want to squash, or they want to make capitalism, which is a word that they made up. It's like, it's the negative connotation. The true essence of capitalism is free market, right? Entrepreneurship, being able to grow, advance, use your skills to grow something out of it. That is what the Republican Party stands for. And besides all of the other family things that we stand for as Latinos and as Blacks, we are also very free market driven. We're very entrepreneurial. We are providers for our families. We take nothing and make something out of it. And they have attempted to completely remove that ability or that drive away from us to keep us in poverty and in bondage and connected to the welfare system, and make us think that we can't do more than what the government allows us to do. So you stated it so beautifully. It's like everything you just talked about was the Democrat bondage to slavery playbook.
And Elsa, what do you say?
Yeah, I want to add a little bit to that. I come from a background where everyone was the Democrat. My grandma was so into the Democratic Party that whenever in El Salvador there was someone running in the Democratic platform, we would always have the balloons, the shirts. Like, I mean, she used to work for the president in El Salvador many years ago, and we were devoted. I mean, like, we didn't even think about giving anyone else a chance. That's how we were raised, that it was Democratic or nothing. And when President Trump ran for president, in my family, everybody was a Democrat. I had never voted before. And I saw my choices that it was Hillary Clinton quickly. I opted for Donald Trump, even though I didn't know much about him, but I knew so much about Hillary Clinton that I said, oh no, there's nothing we can lose if we can give someone else a chance. Even though some of my Latino friends kept saying to me, we have to vote for Hillary Clinton because she is a woman. I mean, that's how uneducated the Latinos are sometimes, because we do not educate ourselves to see what platform are they bringing for our country or for our cities. We were thinking more about, oh, that person, it's a woman, we have to vote for her. I think it's an insult to our intelligence as a Latina woman. I cannot tell you that I have all these diplomas on my wall or these degrees, because I don't. But the fact that we know very well that the Democrats are using the platform of pushing transgender for children, and the Democrats are allowing, you know, children to make these decisions that are a lifetime decision. And sometimes, and I know people that have regretted those decisions. So because it's been really, I've been indoctrinated to vote a certain way. I think it was hard at the beginning for my family, not so much for me, because I'm a free thinker. But for my family, it was an eye opener. But thank God, there's nothing impossible. And when you explain to the family, okay, so if this person wins, this is what's going to happen. You have to actually explain to them, because sometimes they just go by whatever the media tells them. And I want to answer the question about, you know, what are our plans to change and to educate people. So right now, as we speak, we are working in different states. We're working with Texas, and we're working with Arizona in building teams to educate the minorities, not only the Hispanics, because this affects everyone, not just the Hispanics. So we, right now, as we speak, we are working with different states, and we are going to be working with Sheriff Arpaio in Arizona. We also are going to be working very closely with Washington, D.C. We have people in Washington, D.C. and Virginia. We also have people in Florida. So that's another trip that we're going to be making pretty soon. But what I tell everyone is do not give up. Just look at what's happening right now. I don't know if you're aware about the crisis that is happening right now at the borders. I was in Laredo, Texas, maybe a little bit more than a month ago. And I saw with my own eyes the people waiting at the other side of the river, trying to make it over here. And once they do, unfortunately, because of the people that we have in power, they're being helped and they're being transported. I saw them waiting at a park, and they were not children. These were grown men with luggages. And I asked them, I said, did you just cross the river? Did you just make it over here to America? And they say, yes. And I asked them, so what's next? Are you guys going somewhere? And they said to me, yes, buses are going to pick us up. And there were like maybe, I don't know, maybe like 40 of them. There were a lot of them. And they were waiting for transportation to, I asked them, do you guys know where you guys are going to be transported? He said, Los Angeles, California. So these people are being helped, okay? The criminals are being helped by our own government. And I'm going to tell you what really upsets me, because no one is checking COVID with these people that are crossing the border illegally. Nobody's checking their intentions. I went for my birthday to Hawaii. Unfortunately, I did not follow their regulations, and I had to suffer. And I'm going to tell you what the state of Hawaii made me do. They made me quarantine. I had to sign this paper where if I did not sign that paper, I would be arrested with my entire family. I had a woman in a wheelchair, which was my grandma, and I had my mother, and I had my son. We were not allowed, okay? As soon as we stepped in the airport in Hawaii, because we did not have a negative COVID test, we cannot prove it. We were treated like we were criminals. I wish they would do this to the people crossing the border illegally, but no, they're making an example with we as Americans. We are being told where we can and we cannot be. I had to sign this paper, okay? And I have it, that stated that if I was to leave my hotel room, even for food, I will be arrested. Not only I will be arrested, but I will be fined $5,000, and I will do time for 1 year. So I was in fear the entire time I was there. Yes, I got tested and it came out negative. And then the state makes it so difficult for you that they don't let you upload it. So no matter if you get a negative test, they still put you in fear that the hotel will call in the hotel, and the hotel makes you sign that they don't have to give you a warning. If they see you leaving your hotel room, it doesn't matter if it's for food or whatever it is, you can get arrested. So when I see what's happening in Laredo, what is happening right here in San Isidro, what is happening at the borders, that these people are coming, there's children coming with coronavirus. No one is telling them, hey, you cannot come this way, you have to stay there. But we as Americans, when we're traveling here in America, we are told you can and you cannot move from this location. And that's what happened to me even after I arrived in LA from my vacation. I was still getting reminders to follow the quarantine order from Hawaii. So this is a wake up call, and I'm sharing this because there's a lot of people that do not know that this is happening. And the fact that the, our own government, okay, this would have never happened under President Trump, but the fact that it's happening under Biden, and Biden, it's helping everyone that it's hating on Americans, should wake people up. My mother used to live in Venezuela. Like I said, I'm from El Salvador. My mom used to live in Venezuela. Back in the day when Venezuela was a rich and beautiful country, look what happened. And that's because Democrats with their socialist agenda took over and destroyed that beautiful country. So if we don't do anything right now and we don't educate, I don't preach fight with our fist. I preach we have to educate and we have to pray to God. We have to bring God to our society. We have to bring God to our schools. We have to bring God to our system. And call me crazy, but without God, we can never accomplish anything.
Yeah, well said. Thank you to Contessa Mendoza, Elsa Aldiger, Latinos for Trump, and you are tuned in to After Dark with Robin Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all of the great shows. We will be back with more on illegal immigration and a lot more with Latinos for Trump.
Because of COVID-19, the average American worries about their immune health four times a day. That's 112 times per year. To minimize the worries, leading nutritional supplement company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost, an immune supplement that contains 15 full doses of science-backed nutrients like vitamin C, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea, all in a one-a-day pill-free gel pack. It tastes great, is convenient on the go, and it's more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Supporting a strong and resilient immune system can be simple. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Immune Super Boost. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
As we celebrate our five-year anniversary, America Out Loud has expanded its mission through a newly designed website with a host of new contributors, all carrying a vibrant message of hope and survival for this country we love. AmericaOutLoud.com. Together, we'll secure the future for generations to come.
We're back after dark with Rob and Andrew. Andrew, that first half was unbelievable. Listen to Contessa and Elsa speak and share with us their experience being conservatives. Like myself, we all started out as Democrats. And I think you had said also, Andrew, that you were a Democrat at one point. Am I right or wrong? Or were you a Democrat?
Correct. I actually voted for Barack Obama the first time.
You see that? And then there was an awakening. And we saw the light and said, no, I can't do this anymore. And we moved over. And I think that there are a lot of other people that are out there that are afraid to move over. They're afraid to be true. They're afraid to come out of the proverbial closet. But let me say this to you. Come out. It's okay. It will be okay. They can't hurt you anymore. It's time to be true to yourself, because that's the only way to live your life, is being true and being truthful. And something that Elsa said that resonated with me, and I hope our listeners heard it, is that she was treated as if though she didn't belong in this country when she was in Hawaii, I think, and she had been tested, whereas they're allowing illegals to cross the border and not be tested. They're allowing them to go amongst us as if though it's okay. Remember when they had those camps and they had those kids in it? Do you think they were being tested? But yet and still, we had American citizens pointing the fingers at other Americans saying, put your mask on. You can't go here and you can't go there. Being nasty to American citizens. This is what the Democrats do. This is part of their playbook. They turn you against your brethren. They turn you against your neighbors. What does this remind you of? You don't have a clue? I'll tell you. Nazi Germany. Now, I know a lot of people will push back and go, oh, no, you're crazy. You're going too far. Andrew, this is Nazi Germany 2021. We are attacking our own, and we're allowing others, the barbarians at the gate, so to speak, to come in and do absolutely nothing. We have a Trojan horse on the hill, AOC plus three, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar. We're allowing them to attack Israel, to attack fellow Americans, and no one says anything about it. But the moment Marjorie Taylor Greene speaks out, you have Kevin McCartney. I guess I'm thinking about Paul McCartney and his music, but you have Kevin McCartney. He's not McCartney, he's McCarthy. You see, I don't even like the guy, okay? Andrew, I don't like the guy, and I guess that's the reason why I can't get his name right. But you have Kevin McCarthy coming out and attacking her. I guess he should be Paul McCartney, because what the heck is he doing? He should be focused on the prize, focused on winning back the House, working with his fellow congressmen, conservatives, to win the House. So I know he wants to be the Speaker of the House. But I mean, this, you just can't make this stuff up. God bless Marjorie Taylor Greene, because she's out there fighting every doggone day, and she has the Democrats on their toes. We need someone like that. We need leaders like that, because what we have right now makes absolutely no sense. How can you treat an American that way? Tell the American, I will lock you up. I will fine you. That's what Elsa went through. And as she said, she was scared. She didn't know what was going to happen, but this is happening in America. Folks, wake up. Look around you. The country is shifting, or it has shifted. And for what? Why has it gotten to this? For identity politics? Identity politics will only last so long. It will only last so long. If we don't wake up, we will not have a country. So I am glad we have people like Elsa and Tessa that are out there, they're on the front lines. As Elsa said, your families might not like it. They might get disappointed, but you have to educate them. And we have got to start standing up for those values and pushing back hard. So let me ask you ladies this, in the state of California, where again, you have Gavin Newsom, you have Maxine Waters, you have Dianne Feinstein. You guys can't win for losing. You have a bunch of losers there. No wonder the state is all messed up. Mm-hmm. And it's sad. It is really sad that you have all those losers there, and that California, a once beautiful state, is going down. What are your thoughts on Caitlyn Jenner, Elsa? Do you think she can pull it off?
He doesn't have the support, because even though he has hired conservatives, so-called conservatives, to run the campaign, people like myself that believe in God, in the Bible, we know that there's people that have mental issues. And like I said, I've been there, done that. I thought once upon a time, I thought I was gay. I lived that kind of lifestyle for a few years. And I knew that it was being pushed, you know, my friends were going, there's a lot of pressure, and people get confused. And that's why I'm a strong believer that children should not do the surgery, because I was a grown woman in my 30s when I was thinking, maybe I'm gay. Hey, you know, let's give it a try. But I think that if we don't have a stronghold with our conservative values, which is God, Jesus Christ, if you're a Christian, you're going to be moving from here to there. The wind is going to just blow you here and there. And, we have to have a stronghold, a strong foundation in what we believe in, and that's God. Let everyone know around the country how messed up our legal system is, and this is all because of Joe Biden and the way that he wants to handle and run our country, which is about not America being first, but America being last. This, he's running with a globalist agenda that will make sure that we get down on our knees, and that's why he's giving money left and right. I understand that people would say, oh, but that's a good thing. It is not a good thing when we are in debt and our country continues to be in debt, but people don't want to think about it that way. people just want to think, oh, it's free money. No, it's not free money. And this will eventually hurt us for a long, long time. And I just want people to understand that we need to educate ourselves. We need to Google things. I tell people, do not believe me. Google your information, find out for yourself. I even tell my son, do not believe everything that you see, Google information. And I tell everyone, you know, find out, you know, like Joe Biden, yeah, he might sound appealing to the ones that do not want to work. But there's people like myself, like Contessa, that we do want to work and we want to make sure that our country excels and not comes down on their knees. And that's what the Democratic want to do with our country.
Well, I want to just say this because I think it's so powerful and worth speaking about. And then I'm going to toss it to Contessa, is that first, Elsa, what you had said, as far as your doubt thinking, well, maybe I am gay, maybe I am this way because of that peer pressure. And you see a lot of the peer pressure that's taking place now. Not too long ago, 60 Minutes aired a special one night about transgenders. And I was surprised that they even showed or broadcast the show. And no one is talking about it, especially down on the left. And for the most part, what they were saying is that a lot of kids were going in and saying that, I think I'm transgender. Mm-hmm. And as opposed to walking them through the steps, having a psychological test and all these other things, they just said, oh, okay. And they started giving them hormones and pumping them up with all this stuff. And one girl even said that she went in and she told the doctor, you know what? I think I'm transgender. I don't want to be a woman anymore. He said, why? Well, it's too hard being a woman. I want to try being a man. And the guy said, oh, okay, here's your prescription. Gave her a prescription. She started taking the hormones. I think she had a double mastectomy, only to find out later on that, no, this is not who I am. This is not who I want to be. So just imagine if they are doing this to our kids, look at what they're doing now in the schools with the indoctrination with Black Lives Matter, with critical race theory. Critical race theory is a racist platform that is teaching white kids to hate themselves. Even our military is pushing this nonsense. It is a bunch of nonsense. They're pushing this on our kids everywhere you go. And I would say to our parents, become aware, become involved. Because if you don't, you're going to wake up one day and you're not going to recognize the child that's at home. Is that they start out with the weakest amongst us, the kids, and they start pumping this nonsense into our kids. Contessa, what do you have to say about that?
You know, listen, I think that what we need to understand in this country is that we are in crisis mode right now. I know that many of us may not feel the effects as if we're living in a war, you know, bomb zone maybe, but we are in a crisis mode right now. What's happening right now is if the direction that it goes in the next couple of years is going to crush this country from within. You know, it started out with taking God out of every institution, taking God out of the schools, trying to remove God and godly values. Our country was founded. Our country was established because of godly values. That is why we flourished. That is why we became strong. That is why we became a powerful nation. In the last few decades, that the government has allowed God to be removed from our institutions and to try and crush godly values in exchange for you know, the idea that you do you think whatever you want to do is okay, that's your truth, don't let anybody else dictate to you what your values are. That is when our country began to crumble, and it took such a short amount of time to crush our country to the moral depravity that it is today. And it blows my mind. I don't understand, like, what you're talking about with all of these different agendas being thrown at us, how it is that so many people are literally just sopping it all up and accepting it. And somehow their logic trigger, well, I'm not going to say somehow, I know how, but their logic trigger has been systematically turned off so that they just
eat everything that the culture and the media and the government is feeding us without any sense of fight against it. We are at a very scary point right now in this country. And it's true. Elsa said it. If we don't start seeking God and going and like standing up, we can't sit down anymore. Conservatives, maybe we had it too easy. Maybe we thought things were just going to be okay, like all on their own. And then we got bombarded with this massive Democratic agenda. And they're throwing everything they're throwing at us. It's like the fireworks finale on a 4th of July, because they're throwing it all at us at once. The critical race theory, the scam of a pandemic, the masks, the vaccine, the lack of patriotism, shutting up every conservative, you know, the whole LGBTQ, targeting our children, like you said, getting them young while they're so impressionable, while they're keying in on the empathy and the innocence of children and the children's desire to be good, right? Children just desire to be good. And so they're defining what it is to be good and empathetic to children. And they want to please. They want to please the adults. They want to please those in authority. And so, of course, they're going to fall hand over fist for what they're being fed. It is, but then they don't realize that they're being damaged. And the fact that parents and adults are not standing up for these children, I mean, we have, like, enough is enough. You're going to have to be inconvenienced at this point. I refuse. And a lot more of us have to start taking that stand and really living it out instead of playing into it and kind of hoping we can just like not like it, but sort of go along with it. And then something will happen and we won't have to live that way, or wait for others to take the stand, wait for others to make the fight. No, I'm talking to the conservative, godly people of this nation and of this state. It is time to be inconvenienced. It is time to really take that stand and say, I will not participate in these agendas. I don't care what you do to me. And the more of us that stand together to do it, the bigger our community is going to be in order to withstand against that opposition. We will hold each other up. We will take care of each other. If you take a stand, we're not going to let you live in the wilderness by yourself. You know what I mean? We're not going to have you out there thinking like, you know, you're the lone soldier that has no backing. No, we're going to support each other. But that is the only way, by standing up and by standing firm on our godly foundations, that we're going to overpower this monster, because we are fighting an uphill battle. But when we align ourselves with God and what he intended, God will go before us and he will fight for us. The mask, the vaccine, and the critical race theory are the three heavy hitters that are going to destroy our population completely. And people need to really do their research on what it is. When it comes to critical race theory, you know, this is what gets me. Every psychologist knows, every person of value knows that, hey, let's just pretend this whole oppressive narrative is in existence and we really need to fight it and we got to do something about it. Let's just pretend. The way they're going about it, by trying to completely tear down somebody else in order to elevate, completely tear down one side as a means of elevating another, everybody knows that that is bad psychology. That does not create a sense of good citizenship. That doesn't create a sense of positive self. It creates kids with a lack of understanding and gives them a false sense of authority. And that leads to criminal behavior. That leads to hateful criminal behavior. And so they're literally creating self-hating. Half the population or half the people, you know, white people, they want them to be self-hating. And what happens to people who are self-hating? They're in just utter, they end up oftentimes being criminals, or they're in utter despair. They can't advance, you know, they can't do anything for themselves. And the other side, who thinks it's okay to crush one so that you feel better, that's just another set of criminals right there. and we will have lawlessness and anarchy. We won't have anything positive to stand on. And I am appalled that these are people in our schools that are educators, that work with children, that have degrees specific to child welfare. I worked in the child welfare system for almost 30 years. It is disgusting that they would allow children to be indoctrinated this way. Within our community, right? Within child psychology, it is basic common sense about how you build self-esteem and positive citizenship in people. And it is not by tearing somebody else down or creating activists or, you know, being inclusive of things that children have an inner sense that is wrong. You know, when it comes to the transgender thing, or when it comes to, like, you know, attacking somebody else for one of their character, we've been taught forever not to attack somebody else for a certain characteristic they may have. I mean, that has been pushed on us, you know, bullying, don't bully. And now they're training children to attack people for a certain characteristic they have, you know? That is not going to lead to anything positive for our children. It's devastating. It's devastating to me to watch this happening all right in front of our eyes. This is a massive crime against humanity. And I mean, there's so many of us that are fighting so hard to put a stop to this critical race theory, to open up people's eyes, to get parents aware of what's even happening in our schools and how they're trying to create activists rather than self-aware children, you know? It's absolutely devastating.
Well said, Contessa. We are here with Contessa Mendoza and Elsa Aldegar of Latinos for Trump. Ladies, we've talked about all show long that the media likes to set these false narratives. As Latinos and Elsa and Contessa, I've seen that you guys are all over the place going to events. What has been your experience from Trump supporters? The media always likes to say that they're racist. Have you experienced any racism from Trump supporters, or have you experienced a lot more racism from those on the left? First off, Elsa, you can answer.
Well, I'm going to tell you that when I go to events, the people, the Trump supporters, have always embraced me with love. My son is half Black, and they have never mentioned that we're different. They never say anything that will make us feel different. They're very welcoming. But in the other hand, brown people, the brown supremacists that believe that this land was stolen from Mexico, they call me white supremacist, even though I'm brown, even though I have an accent, even though I'm from El Salvador. They like to call me these names. Like, I never knew what a right group. Like, I'm like, what? You know, are you from the right or the left? Like, to me, this is not about Democrats or Republicans. To me, this is about protecting our city, protecting our children, defending what we love. To me, this is home. I see, you know, the mess that we have in El Salvador. Thank God that right now we have a good president that supports Israel and supports Trump. And that's why Joe Biden is talking bad about President Nayib Bukele in El Salvador, because he loves Israel. Even though, listen to this, this is just God. Even though he comes from a family from Palestine, okay? They're supposed to be Palestinians. This president in El Salvador, he loves Israel so much. His wife is a Jewish, that he's the only president with Palestinian roots that would support Israel, because anywhere in the world, if you are a Muslim, you are told since you're little that Israel doesn't exist. It doesn't even exist in their maps. If you ever go to Iran, and I have a lot of friends from Iran that are Jewish or Christians now, they tell me that the hate for Israel is so much that in the school books, it never shows the map of Israel because their hate is so much. But the president that we have in El Salvador, and this is why I think this is God, he loves Israel. He loves President Trump. He wants to stop all the illegals coming through, you know, El Salvador that are coming to America. But guess what? Joe Biden doesn't want that. And because Joe Biden doesn't want all these immigrants to stop coming, he is fighting with the president of El Salvador that has a Palestinian background that supports law and order and supports the Jewish nation. So that should be, you know, something that should make all of us think, you know, this is God at work, because we all know that Muslims hate Israel. They hate America. Right now they're pouring through our borders, all these people that hate America, and no one is doing anything to stop them.
Yeah, Contessa, we're coming up on the end of the hour here, but I was just wondering if there's a Latino out there that wants to get involved in politics and the Christian conservative agenda, how would you recommend that they get involved with Latinos for Trump?
Our website is almost ready to be up, but Elsa and myself are easily findable on social media, through Facebook, through Instagram. My Instagram thing is Right Side of Eternity, or you can just look me up by name on Facebook and contact us. Since we have such a short amount of time, we will be able to get you connected. We know all of the groups that are in existence. We work with so many of them that are doing powerful work in our state and across our country. So we welcome your inquiries. Again, Right Side of Eternity on Instagram. Look up our names, Elsa Aldegar, Contessa Mendoza. We will connect you. But I think that we can do this together. Listen, if you're a Latino and you've been on the fence, but you're kind of seeing the truth, or if you're a Latino and you know the truth, and you are conservative, but you've been afraid to kind of like come out and stand up, pray, trust God first, and now is the time to go ahead. There's so much community support. This is the best time right now for Latinos and other minorities to come out and voice their perspective on things and do something with it, because there's so much community support. Just like Elsa said, never once have I experienced, not only just not experienced racism, I haven't experienced any type of hatred within the Trump movement or within the conservative or the Republican movement whatsoever. Every bit of aggression that I've ever experienced has come from BLM and the Democratic liberal leftist people. At work, I mean, anywhere that I've been, at the rallies, even in my own job, even in my own church where I used to attend, I had to leave. That is where any sense of racism, hatred, and aggression has come from. But being in the conservative side has been a 100% lovely and friendly, embracing movement. So I don't want you to be afraid or think what the media tells you.
Yeah, well said. From my experience, Trump supporters are great, God-loving people. And thank you so much to our guests tonight, Elsa Aldegar and Contessa Mendoza, for joining us. And thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com, who just celebrated its 5th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, or Stitcher. We will see you guys next time. And to remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.